And Stephen Johnson will come and lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you as children to a Father. Lord, we're unworthy to come. And yet we thank you that you have saved us. You have washed us in the precious blood of Jesus. And you've adopted us into your family. Lord, we thank you for your great and precious promises. And we thank you, Lord, that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. And he'll receive us unto himself one day. But where he is, there we may be also. Lord, we thank you for your church. We thank you for every faithful church throughout this land. And we thank you, Lord, most of all for this church here in Barry. Bless it, we pray, Lord. We think of the ministers and the elders and every brother and sister. Lord, we pray that your hand would be upon them. And we thank you, Lord, today, and we rejoice with the brothers and sisters here in your goodness to us. We know that it's you that gives pastors and teachers. And we thank you, Lord, that you've raised up your servant Benjamin and his dear wife Anna. Bless them in this day, we pray, Lord. We pray that your hand would be upon them both, and bless Benjamin in his future ministry. We thank you for him, Lord, and the calling that you've given him and the gifts that you've given him. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless him in the years to come among these dear folk here. Lord, forgive our sins and our shortcomings, and bless us in this afternoon service, and forgive our sins in Christ's name.
Amen. Well, it's always a delight to hear the story of how we've got to this point. And therefore, we're about to hear Kevin McGrain, who's an elder here at this church, come and tell the narrative of... I apologise, I've jumped ahead. We're going to have a reading from Scripture, and that's going to be read by Gordon McIntyre, who... There's an elder here.
Our reading of God's word is Ezekiel chapter 3. And if you've got one of the church Bibles, the brown Bibles, that's on page 469. Page 469, Ezekiel chapter 3, and we're going to read the whole chapter. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that scroll. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. Then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, whose words you cannot understand? Surely, had I sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, because they will not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their foreheads. Like adamant stone, harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you, and hear with your ears, and go, get to the captives, to the children of your people and speak to them and tell them, thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a great thunderous voice. Blessed is the glory of the Lord from his place. I also heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, and a great thunderous noise. So the Spirit lifted me and took me away, and I went in bitterness, in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to the captives at Tel Abib, who dwelt by the river Kibar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there, astonished among them, 7 days. Now it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because you did not give him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your soul. Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, Arise, go out into the plain, and there I shall talk with you. So I arose and went out into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory which I saw by the river Kibar, and I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered me, and set me on my feet, and spoke with me, and said to me, Go shut yourself inside your house. And you, O son of man, surely they will put ropes on you and bind you with them, so that you cannot go out among them. I will make your tongue cling to the roof of your mouth, so that you shall be mute and not be one to rebuke them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, He who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house.
Well, it is indeed good to hear how it is we've got to this point, so I'd like to invite Kevin McGrain to come and give the narrative of the call.
Dear brothers and sisters, our Book of Church Order requires that the clerk of session give a brief narrative of the call to a minister at his installation. I shall endeavour to keep such a narrative suitably brief, but beg your indulgence that in doing so, more of the Lord's leadings must be omitted than can be recounted. In tracing the Lord's hand with us in the matter of the call of Benjamin Wontrop, we must go back some years before this congregation first knew him. Benjamin became known to members of Presbytery in 2011, But he was relatively unknown to our church members here until 2014. Our minister, the Reverend Matthew Jolly, had been ordained and installed here in 2011, and the session desired of the Lord that he would further strengthen the eldership and bring mature Christian families to settle among us, a desire shared amongst the church membership also, and made a matter of prayer. After years of wondering how these prayers might be answered, we have seen a most gracious answer from our Lord, issuing in the ordination and installation of our brother Jacob Ashmore as ruling elder last year, and of our brother Benjamin Wontrop as teaching elder today. But 5 years ago, in 2012, the church's needs were becoming ever more pressing and apparent with our move to this present location from the centre of town to an estate with very great needs and boundless opportunities. At that time, Benjamin was serving as an assistant in Gateshead Presbyterian Church, having arrived the previous year from Virginia, USA, where he had grown up and been brought under care of his presbytery there. In Gateshead, he came under the guidance of their minister, the Reverend William Schweitzer, whom it is our joy to have with us today to preach the Word of God, and to whom we give thanks publicly for his care under God of our brother over several years. Benjamin's service among our congregations in the north of England tested and confirmed the Lord's leading him into the ministry, and this progressed to his studying theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary, South Carolina, which studies he completed last summer. It has always been our prayer that when the Lord sends a man to serve here, there will be a growing sense of love and conviction that serving together is in the will of God. And we are grateful for answers to such prayers. Benjamin first preached here in October 2014, and then a second time in April 2015. It was encouraging that after both visits, some of the members raised the matter with the elders whether these contacts might issue in an answer to our prayers. And these thoughts were conveyed to Benjamin. Benjamin and his wife, Anna, came again for a weekend towards the end of January 2016. And it was clear that there was a warm response in the church to them both and to Benjamin's ministry. Over the next couple of months, there were long-distance discussions between the elders and Benjamin back in South Carolina, and it was resolved to consult the views of the members and take up references regarding his suitability to ministry. On May 3rd last year, the session resolved to put Benjamin's name before the membership with its recommendation, and at a duly convened church members meeting on May 18th, a unanimous call was extended to Benjamin as associate minister, subject to satisfying the requirements of presbytery, which he was pleased to accept as confirming his calling of God. The call to the ministry is to Benjamin, but as the spouse of any elder will attest, supporting a man in the eldership entails lifelong dedication and sacrifice on behalf of his wife. So we are so grateful that the Lord has put it into Anna's heart to tread this path with Benjamin. Having completed his theology course at Greenville, South Carolina, Benjamin and Anna moved to Bury St. Edmunds last September, and Benjamin was brought under the care of our presbytery a few days later. This coincided with a period of ill health of our minister, resulting in Benjamin's taking up preaching responsibilities rather more quickly than expected. His faithful preaching and service was as ever much appreciated, and he and his wife have continually endeared themselves to the church. Indeed, all has confirmed the leading of the Lord to the church and the man in the matter of a call here. Over the last 5 months, Benjamin has undergone thorough assessment by the presbytery and completed all his exams. It was thus a joy that 2 weeks ago, March the 4th, his trial sermon and floor examination for licensure before presbytery in Sheffield were sustained, and he was licensed to receive a call to a charge. The call made by this congregation in May last year could thus be made effective, and accordingly a commission of presbytery was sent here today to ordain Benjamin as a minister of the gospel and install him as a minister of this church. Throughout, there has been nothing but an earnest desire and expectation among us all, for this glad day to arrive. Your own attendance here and support is very much appreciated, that we might rejoice together in the Lord's undeserved favour and goodness to his church. It is our prayer that the Lord will uphold and bless his servant to declare all the counsel of God with all boldness and divine power in the Holy Ghost, and that the affairs of today would redound to his praise and glory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we're now going to sing Psalm 72 and verses 17 to 19.